Yeah, in another country, which certainly shall be nameless, an artist would be sent to a concentration camp for putting too much green in his sky or too much blue in his trees. Even more grievous penalties would be reserved for him if he should be suspected of preferring vermilion to madder brown. We should all agree that such rigor was excessive over here. But surely...